Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Ashley, my name is Betsy Greer, and I have a question for you. I was reviewing my credit card bills over the last few months, and I noticed that there is a charge for Premium Alpha, and I don't know what that is. Can you tell me what it is?
I do work for a third-party call center, so I service nearly 200 different online vendors. I can search in our system here by running your name and your zip code to see what it would be for.
Okay, I would appreciate that.
All right. What's your zip code?
25313.
What's the last billing date?
The last billing date? I think the last one is 12. What? The bill that I have in front of me is 12/18, but I think there's been one since then. I think there was a January bill also.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Betsy Greer, G-R-E-E-R.
What I thought I heard. Thank you. Let me just double check because I'm not seeing that name. There's nobody else on that account, right, that I should be looking for?
Now, what did you say?
There's no other person listed on that bank account that I should be looking for?
No. Well,
okay.
There's another person, but it's me.
Okay. What's that amount you were billed?
Been coming through on around the 17th, 12/17, maybe January 17th. I just don't know what it is.
I don't see your name. You said the zip code is 25313.
Yes.
What is the amount you're being billed?
Did you say amount?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is $49.97.
That's the one thing. Okay, so I'm running your last name, and I'm still not coming across something that would match your first name or that billing date with that billing amount. So what else can we try? Ms. Greer, just in case, I know for any orders our customers may place, we do require an email address, say for like order numbers to be sent out and tracking notifications and such. Can I try to search here with your email?
B, here, the number 2, at AOL.com.
AOL.com.
That's all lowercase.
And that's, you said B, as in boy, Greer,
yes.
2, at AOL.com?
Yes.
Still nothing comes up with that email.
Okay, try this email, rgm107@hotmail.com.
Ma'am, do you know a Bob
Matheny?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second.
Well, that would be your email that I gave him.
Quick question, just for confirmation purposes.
Okay.
I see the zip of the 25313. Can you confirm his street address?
203 Monarch Drive.
Okay, thank you. I see that there. So what this is all tracing back to is where one of our Wi-Fi boosters It was paid shipping to receive. Shipping was paid of $7.45 back in November. And afterwards, there was a membership fee billed, $49.97 monthly. Well, in November and in December is where it had gone through. And for that membership fee, there was a gift card sent actually to the email you just provided me. For each month, it was in the amount of $125 to the Online Factory Direct Savings Club, where that Wi-Fi booster was ordered from.
We do not have any of that. No Wi-Fi booster, no anything. So I guess I'll just need to, what, call my credit card? I don't understand. I'm lost. I don't know what that is.
Would Mr. Bob have recalled authorizing that $7.45 amount?
He's sitting
back
right
on
the... with me and hearing your conversation. So...
Does he recall doing like any type of online survey back on the 12th of November, being offered like a free welcoming gift?
Not that I know of.
He's saying he does not remember that. So I'm confused. So the 7:45 was a Wi-Fi
shipping
boost.
And handling.
Ship handling. A Wi-Fi booster. We have never received anything like that. And then the next two, the $49.97, was a membership fee.
Right, and you're claiming these as fraud, correct?
He is sitting here with me, and he regularly, well, not regularly, he just occasionally charges that card. So he does not, he has no memory of that either.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, we did find Wi-Fi repeater. Okay, but now we have some sort of membership?
Yes, ma'am. It was explained that the Wi-Fi booster on that little order form that was filled out, there were some terms that would have explained that it's a free welcoming gift to the Online Direct Savings Club, and after 48 hours is where that first membership fee would be billed, and it's monthly. For that, they would email the customer a gift card in the amount of $125 for use in that same online club with, you know, different gadgets.
Okay.
I do have the service.
Do you know how we cancel that?
You said what?
Do you know how we would cancel that? I know that's not you're just customer service for lots of people, but do you know how we would cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. I have processed a full cancellation on the service. It prevents all future billings effective immediately today. For the billing back in December, what we can assist with at this time is to issue a 50% credit on that charge, and it should settle within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Let me
okay.
get that put through, and I'll give you a confirmation number.
Okay. Thank you. I've got one that's...
All right. I do appreciate your patience. I have that put through, and I have this confirmation number when you're ready.
Okay. I am ready.
All right. That's going to be CS and Charlie, 258-547-293.
258, and then what's the next number?
547.
547, okay.
293.
So, Charlie, 258-547-293.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And what was your name again?
My name is Ashley.
Okay. I really appreciate your help, Ashley. And so you say that we will be credited 50%, but then it will be canceled there on out.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you for your help, Ashley.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.